بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, may the blessing and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of us. Alhamdulillah, we are coming to the end of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And when we are coming to the end of Ramadan, we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have reminded us about how to celebrate our Eid. But before we talk about Eid, we hope and we pray that all of us have fulfilled our duty as a believer to fast in the month of Ramadan with a sincere intention to get closer to Allah so that Allah will forgive all our sins. That's what we always pray, and we hope that Allah will free us from all the sins that we have committed before this. Now, coming to the end of Ramadan, everything, when there is a beginning, there's an end. And Allah said, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْإِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا حَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ After we have finished the calculation of the day of Ramadan, 29 days or maximum 30 days, then we are free from Ramadan and we are supposed to break our Ramadan by Eid al-Fitri. Now, Allah have shown us the best way, guided by Islam, how Muslims should celebrate our Eid. Our Eid is not the same like other people's Eid. The people of the book have their own Eids. The non-believer also have their own Eids. But our Eid, we celebrate by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Huwallahu Akbar walillahil ham. The way we celebrate our Eid is been guided by Allah in the Quran that we will glorify Allah by saying Allah the Great, Allah the Great, Allah the Great. And then we have to declare there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone. Meaning we should make sure that now our iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, is sincere, and is following the right teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not mixed with culture, it's not mixed with shirk, it's purely lillahi ta'ala. So on the Eid morning, every Muslim who believe in Allah and who love Allah, they have to prepare themselves. Now how do we prepare ourselves for our Eid day? Number one, of course, we all wake up for our Fajr prayer first. Then it is highly recommended for us to take a ghusl, a religious bath, known as the major ablution. Then you dress the best dress for the sake of Allah, because it's a new year for all of us. So we have to present ourselves in the best form. So you dress the best dress that you have, inshallah, not necessary to be expensive. You can use fragrant attar with good fragrant smell, inshallah. And the Prophet remind us that don't forget to make takbir. Allahu Akbar, all the way, make takbir. And then you move to the place where you want to perform your prayer. The best place to perform Eid prayer, according to the Prophet, is in an open space area. The Prophet, one, even the woman who have their haid or menstrual, they should participate in listening to the khutbah. And then when we are there, we prepare ourselves. And then when the imam stand up for the jama'ah prayer, we stop the takbir. And then we must know that Eid prayer is only 2 rak'at. And the first rak'at with 7 takbirat, including takbir to ihram. And then the second rak'at, only 5 takbirat. And after the salat, the imam will give a khutbah. Now, listening to the khutbah of Eid is very important to the extent that the Prophet commanded the woman to be there. Even they can't perform their prayer, they should listen to the khutbah. Then after that, inshallah, the Prophet encouraged all of us, if possible, to use another road when we are going back. Yeah, don't use the same road when you come in for the prayer, but you use the different, if there is an opportunity. If none, then it's okay. From which road you come, you can even go back to the same road. Yeah? And also, the Eid prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do encourage us to have a light breakfast before we go for the Eid prayer. And there is no such kind of visiting the grave before the prayer. If you want to visit the Kubur, because all the family is together now, you can plan, but it is not fixed and it's not sunnah to go before the Eid prayer. The last advice I like to remind all the good brothers and sisters, sometimes we have our own tradition. When you have a family gathering, you forget the do and don'ts. You forget that the non-mahram, you are not supposed to go and shake their hand. You can just give salam without touching the opposite sex hand, because it's not according to the sunnah of the Prophet. Even they are our cousin, even they are close to us, but they are not our mahram. So please do not break the adab of Islam when you are wishing or you are visiting each other for the sake of Allah Rabbul Alamin. So may Allah Rabbul Alamin accept our siyam, accept our qiyam, accept our Laylatul Qadar, and we hope that we have renewed our iman and we become a better Muslim after this. So we like to wish all of you taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Allah accept all our deeds, our sadaqah, our siyam, and also all your deeds. May Allah meet us, inshallah, again in the next Ramadan. Amin ya Rabbil Alamin. Wa bilahi taufiqi wal akhir da'wana. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.